Along the Lebanese southern border, one comes across a large number of transmission poles. Some officials and experts say they have been set up by Israel for the purpose of infiltrating Lebanon's telecommunications system and spying on the movement of civilians and even of the United Nations interim forces stationed there. Israeli officials deny this, but Lebanese insist such poles enable Israeli intelligence officers to communicate with agents they have in southern Lebanon, the stronghold of Israel's arch-rival Hezbollah.
Hezbollah are targeted through the telecommunication networks by Israel, and this is not only for interception, but it's also for localization, and it's also for determining the right moment to hit as a target by laser-guided bombs.
Many believe that telecom infiltration is not anything new and cite the assassination of a Hezbollah official back in 1998 in the southern town of Ghaziyeh as one case of such a long-running practice. Some other Hezbollah members were killed during the 33-day war of 2006, mainly because Israel was able to trace their whereabouts through their cell phones. In addition to their ability to trace and track any individual in Lebanon, the Israelis are now able, with their SIM card cloning maneuvers, to pinpoint the location of the SIM card holder anywhere in the country and to initiate phone calls from their device without him even knowing about it.
They can go and fabricate a communication record and position you in a certain place, and having you talking to people have their SIM card cloned, a third party maliciously, for intelligence purposes, can absolutely create a new network of people communicating and seen as communicating by the network. However, they are all virtual.
Amid such a scenario, Hezbollah has highlighted time and again the importance of its own private telecom network, which it says is immune to Israeli infiltration. The movement's Secretary General Syed Hassan Nasrallah has described the role of Hezbollah's private telecommunications network as vital in the July 2006 war, especially in transferring instructions down the chain of command during the battles which were waged in South Lebanon. These poles, which are distributed near the area along Lebanon's southern border, have become a major issue in Lebanon's conflict with Israel. According to the Lebanese, these posts, which enable Israel to penetrate Lebanon's telecom system, constitute a danger to Lebanon's national security and must be dealt with sooner rather than later. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, South Lebanon.